global warming and you know, thermal anomalies before earthquakes.
Okay. See, global warming is happening, no doubt about that. But if it is happening, then it will rise, it is a smooth rise of temperature everywhere. But this anomaly in 1 day or 2 days, 3 days is nothing to do directly with global warming at all.
You know, we had in this month, actually current month, we had a highest temperature record in Tehran, but still we didn't have earthquakes.
No, that's fine, because as I have shown several examples, anomaly will focus in a small area, but as a whole reason, if it is involved, then that we cannot count as a thermal anomaly.
And moreover, Professor talking about the LST, land surface temperature, skin temperature.
No, it's fine, because I have already said that air temperature is also close to land surface temperature. Your question is very valid, but the answer is, if a large area is getting heat up, then we will not see a distinct anomaly as we have seen in case of Bam or Jarand or and many earthquakes or a thermal line. So it can be very easily separated with your global warming, which is not a sudden say change. If you if I see a geological time scale, then it is sudden. But otherwise, it is a quite a smooth few degrees centigrade per year, something like that, or in a decade it is rising. So it is not in a truly anomaly. Like let me give you one analogy, which is little awkward, but it fits very well. Earthquake is like a heart attack in a human body. Before heart attack, you are having several symptoms.
High pressure, high blood pressure.
First of all, let me correlate two things. First of all, you are having a history, heredity, in family. A family is having this problem. That means in genes, DNA. A region is having a problem tectonically, vulnerable from earthquake point. So history is there. Then sometimes you are having high cholesterol level in your arteries, which are blocking the flow of blood. So that is one of the symptoms. Here we are having a different symptom. Then sometimes you are having, which is very close to heart attack, a severe pain in the chest, sweating. These are close indication, or just before the heart attack, some symptoms of heart attack. Here might be thermal anomaly, might be sudden changes in groundwater level, might be radon gas emission, might be electromagnetic perturbances, might be total electron count differences. So again, let me bring God in between us again. He's always there anyway. He's always, for humans it is telling. You particular person are vulnerable, but that doesn't mean that he is going to have heart attack. There you will find people, hundreds and millions of people who had a bad history, who are having high cholesterol level, but they never received heart attack. So similarly, in case of earth, you will find a highly tectonic active or seismically active region. There might be anomaly, may not be any earthquake. That is why in my one of the first observation, the first word I used, some earthquakes.
Yes.
In some human, these symptoms are there. Some humans, all these symptoms are not there. They will say, in my family history of fourth generation, they never had any heart attack. Why I have received heart attack? So that doesn't mean always. But we know from earthquake point of view, or from country's point of view, these are the vulnerable areas based on past history, recent earthquakes, whether in case of India, Western India, or Himalayan belt. Same in Iran. Not all part are vulnerable. Only some part, mountainous region mainly, is vulnerable. So we have to study these symptoms, and when four or five symptoms are indicating the same thing, then there is a likelihood of an heart attack or an earthquake. Again, all these symptoms may occur in another person, another location. May not occur, earthquake may not occur. So, this is how we have to develop the knowledge or strengthen our knowledge, build up our knowledge, so that one day we start really predicting earthquake. Like 20 years back, we were so poor about predicting weather. Now we are predicting weather quite fairly accurately. So, because models have developed, models are based on understanding, knowledge, build up, then data, lot of past data, comparative data, relative data, and all that has given now strength to even for a point location, the prediction is there, and generally in 70 or 80% time, it falls true. Oh.
Any other question?
Yeah.
Please, sir. As a result, can say geometric or GIS method good for forecast or anticipation earthquake?
GIS.
As a result, can you say GIS and remote sensing is good for forecasting?
Yes, definitely. As a few example I have shown. And the background I said in the beginning that in 91 earthquake of Uttarkashi, when it was said that remote sensing has done nothing to do with earthquakes, is false, untrue. Remote sensing can give lot of inputs towards earthquake forecasting and prediction. And whenever any earthquake occurs, 2-3 things happens. And the first thing people start looking is the satellite data. Same thing has happened in case of Nepal, recent Nepal earthquakes. As soon as the earthquake occurs, people started looking satellite data. Because accessibility to such regions becomes further poor. Road gets blocked. Your communication becomes very complicated or very difficult. So people would like to assess first that which are the areas which has got maximum damage. And this can be done by just comparing a previous image, pre-earthquake image and post-earthquake. So you know that where relief has to be provided. The first thing where satellite images are used initially for relief and other rehabilitation processes. And of course scientific community keep analyzing the data. So remote sensing, GIS and GPS, including remote sensing SAR interferometry, are having major roles to play in earthquake related studies. One more thing I will add in order to answer your question more convincingly, that we have also analyzed a time series SAR interferometry data for Bhuj area. Even after 3 or 4 years of earthquake, is still ground deformations are going on. Now we don't know whether these ground deformations are truly induced by that 2001 earthquake or 4 years after are giving some indications of a future earthquake. We don't know. But the, as I have been saying, there are organizations in every country, institutes, centers, departments are there which are having experts. The good part, the best part for remote sensing users today is free data. Everywhere the data is almost free. Huge data, big data available. Only thing we have to focus in an area, we know where to focus now, and we know how to analyze and keep analyzing the data if it is possible by automatic means, maybe semi-automatic means, and can bring some for insight, foresight of an earthquake.
Thank you. Any other question?
See, thank you. Thank you very much for so much patient hearing, and thank you Parvez Sharifikia and sir for bringing me here, and I hope I will come again with some new things to you.
Sure. Hopefully.
And again next Monday I will meet again.
Yeah.
So do come.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.